President Joe Biden has spoken on a global stage before, for example, telling allies like NATO and the European Union that, as he likes to say, America is back. On Tuesday, Biden gave his first address as president to the United Nations General Assembly. The meeting of the 193-nation body began on a rather somber note.
Instead of the path of solidarity, we are on a dead end to destruction.
UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres gave the opening address.
I'm here to sound the alarm. The world must wake up. We are on the edge of an abyss and moving in the wrong direction. Our world has never been more threatened or more divided. We face the greatest cascade of crises in our lifetimes. The COVID-19 pandemic has supersized glaring inequalities. The climate crisis is pummeling the planet. Upheaval from Afghanistan to Ethiopia to Yemen and beyond has thwarted peace. A surge of mistrust and misinformation is polarizing people and paralyzing societies. Human rights are under fire, and science is under assault.
Guterres says solidarity is missing in action just when we need it most. President Biden seems to share many of those concerns.
Simply put, we stand, in my view, at an inflection point in history.
Biden called for solidarity in dealing with crises like the COVID pandemic and climate change.
Our security, our prosperity, and our very freedoms are interconnected, in my view, as never before. And so, I believe we must work together as never before. Over the last 8 months, I prioritized rebuilding our alliances, revitalizing our partnerships, and recognizing they are essential and central to America's enduring security and prosperity.
He says the U.S. has renewed its engagement with the European Union and other partnerships to focus on people's needs and a shared future.
We're back at the table in international forums, especially the United Nations, to focus attention and to spur global action on shared challenges. We are re-engaged at the World Health Organization and working in close partnership with COVAX to deliver life-saving vaccines around the world. We rejoined the Paris Climate Agreement, and we're running to retake a seat in the Human Rights Council next year at the UN.
Despite his calls for international cooperation, Biden has dismayed some allies by going it alone, for example, with the unilateral decision on withdrawing from Afghanistan. But Biden framed that withdrawal as a badge of honor.
We've ended 20 years of conflict in Afghanistan. And as we close this period of relentless war, we're opening a new era of relentless diplomacy, of using the power of our development aid to invest in new ways of lifting people up around the world, of renewing and defending democracy, of proving that no matter how challenging or how complex the problems we're going to face, government by and for the people is still the best way to deliver for all of our people.
One big issue for the United Nations is the growing competition between its two most powerful members, the United States and China. That's an issue Guterres raised in his speech.
It will be impossible to address dramatic economic and development challenges while the world's two largest economies are at odds with each other. Yet I fear our world is creeping towards two different sets of economic, trade, financial, and technological rules, two divergent approaches in the development of artificial intelligence, and ultimately the risk of two different military and geopolitical strategies. And these is a recipe for trouble.
Biden sought to relieve those concerns, saying, among other things, that U.S. military power is a last resort, not a first.
But we're not seeking, say it again, we are not seeking a new Cold War or a world divided into rigid blocks. The United States is ready to work with any nation that steps up and pursues peaceful resolution to shared challenges, even if we have intense disagreements in other areas.
In addition to promising relentless diplomacy and calling for cooperation, Biden promised to double financial aid to help poor countries cope with climate change, as well as promising to spend $10 billion to address food insecurity. In other speeches, Iran's President Ebrahim Raisi took a shot at both Biden and former President Trump, saying the world no longer cares about America first or America's back. He called for an end to sanctions. South Korea's president called for talks with North Korea, and Chinese President Xi Jinping promised China would stop building coal plants abroad. As for Biden, he's calling for urgent action to address shared global crises.
Ladies and gentlemen, we cannot afford to waste any more time. Let's get to work. Let's make our better future now. We can do this. It's within our power and capacity. Thank you. God bless you all.
Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.